The story that I am about to share with you in today's episode is shocking. Yet at the same time, it proves a couple of things about narcissists. Number one, they love causing people pain. Two, they are aware of what they are doing, yet they do not care. Three, they enjoy the high they get out of destroying relationships. Four, and the most important thing, they are deeply and inherently evil. The story is of a time when I was very young, and it was my grandfather whose spiritual guidance I sought because I was very interested in the unseen world, spirits, jinns, all the magical stuff they say there is. Yet he introduced me to something I was not prepared for. He taught me a spell to destroy a relationship between two people, to cause a major rift. He gave me the exact words to say, how to say them, and what actions to perform. I never did it because that's not who I am, but it was intriguing to even know that is a possibility. Not only that, he shared in all the details about how and when he had used that and what that did to the people he targeted. Let's explore all of that and let me share in the details in a minute. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, I'll share how my narcissistic grandfather taught me to cast a dark spell. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always say, your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse and the things narcissists do. Let me give you a little bit of background before we begin. As a child, my external environment was filled with chaos, conflict, abuse, pain, suffering, and instability. So, consequently, I turned inwards. And it became a quest, a journey for me to know the higher meaning. At a very young age, I was naturally oriented towards spirituality, higher being, universe awareness, in my terms, God. I wanted to know why is this going on, and what is beyond this flesh? Who is it that is running everything? In particular, I was deeply interested in unraveling the mysteries of universe. And that got me interested in understanding how numerology works, how spirits work, what lies in the unseen, spells and so on. I just wanted to have an understanding of it because it was supernatural, so it was quite exciting for me. That might have been my trauma response, because if your real world is filled with chaos, you seek solace in the fantasy. So this was quite alluring. In the quest of doing so, I came across many books, but as you know, books are not enough. I wanted someone's guidance. One fine winter, I got a chance to spend some months with my grandfather, and that got me closer to him. He studied me as a malignant narcissist that he is, and he noticed I was interested in this stuff. He revealed at the same time that he has had some experience in it, and he had done some of the things which he baited me through. Once he started sharing these stories, I was taken aback and I felt like, wow, I think this is the answer. My own grandfather, he knows his stuff. Who could be a better teacher than him? As the tradition goes, I started following his every command. I wouldn't leave his presence, and that was his premium source of supply. I would always see a smirk on his face without knowing what that smirk meant, because back then I was only 10 or 11. I saw him as a master when in reality he was a monster. He would dangle that hope of sharing something mysterious with me, something that I didn't know about already. He would wait for the right moment and star me, and then give me a little breadcrumb, say a word or say, do you know this is what you can do if you were to say these things or read these particular verses in this fashion and combine these words and do this stuff with numbers and so on. That got me trauma bonded with him. Because think about this for a moment. Intermittent reinforcement through these small pieces of information, and that to a curious mind of a 10-year-old, it was devastating. It was spiritual abuse. I wasted my entire winter waiting for him to actually guide me, because he would always lead me with these small bits but would never give me the thesis, the theology, the actual framework of how do you become spiritually aware and how do you connect with God and so on. Quite the opposite, he introduced me to the dark world, to the dark part of the unseen world. One day, without me asking for it, he started talking about a spell. And while he was talking about that dark spell, he was boasting. He was filled with arrogance and pride. I could see it on his face. And this spell, he told me, could be used to destroy a relationship between two people, no matter how healthy it is. He said, if you do this, if you read these verses with these names at the end, these number of times, wearing these clothes, and then move your body in this way, you will cause a fight between two people and nothing will be able to settle that. You will create chaos, you will create turbulence, and nothing will be able to change the situation from there on. Once he was done with explaining the methodology, he topped everything off with a story. A story of him sitting in a room, and in the same room were two other people, a daughter-in-law and her mother-in-law. There was a good relationship between them, he said. And then he wanted to test the powers of this spell. He wanted to see if it actually worked. That's what he told me. So he did what he did quite silently. And then within minutes, he said, there was a fight out of nowhere. A massive conflict got created without a reason. And it got to a point where the daughter-in-law left the house. And then I don't remember exactly what he said after that, but he was laughing. He seemed to be revivifying the feelings of joy that he would have felt at that time. Now, this tells you about the darkness a narcissist is filled with. Why would you do that? Why would you share any of that with a 10-year-old? You could have shared anything else. How to help people, how to guide people, how to read verses or say things that could alleviate people's pain. N number of possibilities. How you can learn to meditate, how you can learn to focus on God and live a life that is more spiritual and so on. None of that came out of his mouth. What came out was this darkness that I did not need to know about. In the earlier episode that I created on 5 demonic spirits attached with narcissism, I talked about how these people create space for this evil force. And what I shared with you is the example of the same. Those evil forces make a narcissist's heart their home, and then give them these malicious ideas which these narcissistic evils act upon. If you have not watched that episode already, you can watch it now by clicking the I button. Here are a couple of things that I would like you to take away from this episode. One, narcissists love to cause harm. You don't even have to believe in the spirit world. You just have to understand this in a bigger perspective, that their intentions are malicious, their conscience is dead, and the moral compass is not properly working. They'll do anything and everything when it comes to feeling powerful and being the most powerful man or woman in the room. They will destroy you, they will destroy your relationships, and would take or seek help of any and everything that could provide the assistance they need. They do not care about permissible or impermissible. They do not care about evil or good. They do not care about the sources they seek help from. Some of them who are not into occult use money, power, influence to cause damage, to garner collective supply. to trouble people, and you know how many of them are out there. Although I never used that spell on anyone, it left a mark on me. I ended up sharing what I was taught by my grandfather with my mother. I don't know what happened in her, or maybe there was this little part of her that was truly concerned for me. So she reached out and she confronted him, like, how could you do that? How could you teach him these things? And he denied everything completely, as narcissists do. Then I was discarded. I tried to approach him and he didn't even look at me. He completely neglected me. A classic narcissistic relationship, love bombing, a little bit of devaluation, and the final discard. In conclusion, I can say these people can go to any extent when it comes to harnessing power to cause maximum damage, because they are vengeful, they are punitive. Their force, the force that drives him, is evil in nature. If you agree with me, let me know in the comments. Also, let me know how this episode was and if you found it insightful. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.